It's Monday, October 23rd, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Christians attending a worship service in Jarapara village in India were brutally assaulted by suspected Hindu radicals on Sunday, October 15th, reports International Christian Concern. According to witnesses, more than 300 people encircled the BCM church around noon as a worship service was being conducted. The mob then disrupted the service, dragging Christian worshipers out of the church and into the street. There, the mob ordered the Christians to renounce their faith. When the Christians refused, the mob beat the Christians with sticks and slippers, and then set fire to the church's furniture. In a recent major crackdown on sex trafficking operations in the U.S., the FBI, through their Innocence Lost National Initiative, has rescued 84 minors. Among the minors rescued were children as young as a 5-year-old girl and her 3-month-old sister. And according to RelevantMagazine.com, the FBI arrested 120 human traffickers. FBI Director Christopher Wray said, quote, "We at the FBI have no greater mission than to protect our nation's children from harm," end quote. Melania Trump has significantly reduced the number of aides on the First Lady's office payroll in comparison to her predecessor, Michelle Obama, from 16 to 4, reports Fox News. The First Lady is saving taxpayers $753,300 a year. Miguel Martinez, a man from Casper, Wyoming, who presents himself as Michelle, could face up to 70 years in prison after he was found guilty last Wednesday by a 12-person jury of sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl in a bathroom, according to the Casper Star Tribune. Evangelist Franklin Graham concluded his Decision Texas tour last Thursday night before 9,000 people at Maud Kopp Convention in Longview, where he warned that hatred is a growing problem in America, reports the Longview News Journal. Graham said, quote, "It does not matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent. I think all of us agree our country is in trouble. The level of hatred in the media today toward our president is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this in all my life," end quote. He said, quote, "The swamp is too deep," end quote, referring to Trump's famous slogan on draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. Quote, "The only person who can fix the problems of this nation is God," end quote. Isaiah 60:12 says, "For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Those nations shall be utterly laid waste." A California public library is drawing criticism from Christians and praise from the Church of Satan for hosting a children's story hour featuring a drag queen dressed as a 5-horned demon, The Blaze reported. As part of LGBT History Month, the Michelle Obama Neighborhood Library in Long Beach hosted drag queen Xochi Mochi for its drag queen story hour a week ago Saturday. American conservative editor Rod Dreher wrote, quote, "Remember, public librarians invited this lunatic to come read books to children, and parents chose to send their little ones to hear it," end quote. Millennials are spiritually confused and misguided. According to a UPI report, more than half of young adults in the U.S. believe astrology is a science, compared to less than 8% of the Chinese public. The psychic services industry, which includes astrology, aura reading, mediumship, tarot card reading, and palmistry, is now worth $2 billion annually. Melissa Jane, owner of Brooklyn-based metaphysical boutique Catland, said she has seen a major uptick in interest in the occult in the past 5 years, especially among New Yorkers in their 20s. The store offers workshops like Witchcraft 101, Astrology 101, and a spirit seance. Leviticus 19:31 says, "Do not turn to mediums or spiritists. Do not seek them out to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God." Former Fox News star Bill O'Reilly personally paid former legal analyst Lise Wheel $32 million to settle a sexual harassment lawsuit against him just a month before 21st Century Fox renewed his contract and bumped his $20 million annual salary to $25 million, reports the New York Times. O'Reilly allegedly sent Wheel pornographic images. Fixer-upper stars Chip and Joanna Gaines of Waco, Texas, have responded a second time now to rumors that they decided to end their hit HGTV show because of marital issues, reports the Gospel Herald. This is what Chip told Today anchor Savannah Guthrie.
For us, the most important thing in the world is Joe and I's relationship, followed very quickly by these four beautiful kids. And we didn't want to push it, redline it for so long that we woke up and realized we are at a point of no return, you know? So we wanted to take a step back and focus on the thing that was absolutely the most important thing to us in the world, which is Joe and I's relationship.
Hercules actor Kevin Sorbo is teaming up with his wife Sam Sorbo and conservative political commentator Sean Hannity for a powerful new film, Let There Be Light, reports the Gospel Herald. Sam, who co-wrote the script, said the story evolved from one simple question. What if the world's greatest atheist had something happen to him that challenged his worldview? Releasing October 27th, Let There Be Light has been called the quote-unquote antidote to the tragic films Hollywood releases. Watch the Let There Be Light trailer and find a theater near you at the website lettherebelightmovie.com. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, October 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.